Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to WIF Radio, better known as Wrestling X Factor Radio, for April the 23rd, 2020. Pandemic, corona shit continues. Your host, Wayne Benitez. The top 10 independent radio pop culture pop podcast. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have joining us co-host Tommy Two Chips.
Hey, everybody. Hope everyone's being safe. You know, wearing masks, gloves, sanitizing, washing their hands and everything. Hello, everybody.
Oh, that's true. Yes. We need some hazardous pay for these essential workers out here.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, federal government. Come on, federal politicians. Give us our shit. Give us our hazardous pay. Give us our Medicare for all. I don't care if it's temporary right now or to everything dies down. And rest in peace to rapper Fred the Godson, that lost his life over COVID-19 at 35.
Question for you about the rapper. I heard about the rapper. Did he have any underlying conditions? Because like a lot of people, if they had an underlying condition, asthma, high blood pressure, that would make things worse. So, did he know if he had any?
We don't know the circumstances, but that all, like, basically, he had trouble breathing several weeks ago. And he was on a gas machine trying to breathe, basically, ventilator.
Now here's
at 35, at young age.
Yeah, it is a very young age. 35. He still had, of course, a whole lot of years left. But here is the thing. I want people to think about this. You know, they're not talking about really this on the news. It's been debated a lot on the news. Some people that died because of COVID already had underlying conditions. They don't talk about it. So they cannot distinguish the difference between people who had COVID, just straight up COVID-19, or people who had underlying conditions in COVID-19. They're not different, you know, making things, you know, in two categories. So we don't know how people are dying. Do they have, you know, asthma, high blood pressure first, or something else? We don't know that. I think they should do that, but they're not doing that. They put everything dying to say COVID, you know. That's, you know, there are doctors on TV that's telling you, that are saying this, and the other doctors are saying it's all COVID, it's all COVID. They people still don't know much about this thing. All they really do know that it came from China, which I don't understand why they're not talking about it on the news that much. You know, they're saying our government officials, Trump's not doing this, Trump's not doing that. They never talk about, very rarely do they talk about how China, the government of China, told a lot of people the wrong stuff. A lot of people from other countries, a lot of leaders. You know, they have lied to us from the beginning. The World Health Organization, they can't be trustworthy because the information they're coming out with. So since they held back information, we just found stuff out on our own and everything, so nobody knows nothing. You know?
Even though one of the headlines, I mean, Trump was talking about bleaching something else to fight off this COVID-19, and he just threw it up in the air, and, you know, people had a, took a laugh about it that he would say that, but reality, he's a joker, basically. He just, you know, doesn't mean that it's correct that he's trying to play the media. He's trying to work with the media right there. The reason we have Trump is because the establishment is corrupt. That's the reason that they gave us Trump right there. And they're going to find another Trump in the next 4 years. Could be Trump Jr., could be Kanye West. It could be it's going to be an outsider, basically, because that's what find a way to win, basically. And he did say that Bernie welcomed or any of them to add their progressive ideas to their party. And Trump been doing hilarious videos on Sleepy Joe also. One of them recently, a child going up his legs and stuff. And you had three black men and someone's head on top of Obama right there, and while Joe Biden continues saying that roaches and everything else, and then all of a sudden they looked at Obama and he said what, and all of a sudden it sounded like the "Let Me Clear My Throat" song.
He is doing that against Joe. You know, he's coming out hard against Joe Biden. You know, campaigning.
Don't forget Nancy. Yep. Right, Nancy Pelosi also with her ice cream. She was showing all flavors in her expensive stainless steel refrigerator. A time
mm-hmm.
like this, while people struggling for food and trying to pay, find ways to pay their rent, mortgage,
right.
or whatever, and she talking about that, and she doing tricky things behind the scenes without noticing other members about the done deal. It seemed like that what she has, like a dreaming that she gets the final say in the house without them checking over everything, and she's very sneaky, and it played out again today, and they gave them 30 seconds, like AOC and others, to about their, about what they can rebuttal or anything, and nothing solved right there because of Nancy Pelosi.
Right.
It's.
She don't. That lady doesn't know what's going on with herself. I mean, she just like all over the place, here, there, everywhere. She's like everywhere, you know. She's not making any sense. She just keeps messing things up, being a roadblock for things.
Yeah, and she's
going
to block small businesses again. She another plan that she's going to drop small business. Really, she don't even care about the black agenda, not caring about black or minority businesses and stuff.
Well, she don't.
Oh, she's, oh, I forgot. She's the richest woman in Congress, even more money than anyone in the Senate. Offer corporate bribes from payday loan companies or maybe Big Pharma and a few others and stuff. And she wants people to still pay for health care, come up with these other ideas. They want money. They don't want the payback loans.
They don't. You're right. You're definitely right. Oh, correct me if I'm wrong. The mayor, Mr. Young, the mayor of Baltimore, I don't know what he's thinking either. He's saying some crazy stuff, like cutting the police and, you know, police force when we still need the police. And correct me if I'm wrong, didn't the people in city government got a raise recently. Something just thinks this is not making sense, what he's doing. Correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm missing something.
He never makes sense. Jackass Young. I didn't bring the disease here. I didn't commit the crime, the murders. All of a sudden, he's going to haul ass once protesters start coming, beeping their horns about, you know, bailing out the homeless people in Baltimore and giving them access to masks and everything else and housing. And he walked off the press conference.
Mm-hmm.
Not me.
He wants people to support him and run from there. You got to be kidding me. And there's another joker I don't like, Scott, Brandon Scott.
And he afraid to show his taxes.
Yeah, he's afraid to show his taxes because he's corrupt.
Yep.
You know, I wouldn't have any problem with people not showing their taxes. That's their prerogative. But when you're running for a mayor and you're running for a city that's been doing bad for over 50 years, yeah, I want to see something. And you've been in leadership for these years, I want to see something. Because something is not right. You're in the leadership and the city's been going downhill for 50 years and it's getting worse and something is not right. And you've been in charge. Yeah, I want to see your taxes. No, man, I wouldn't care. The city was doing good. Things were doing fine. I say, okay, don't have to show them. And the stuff he's been saying too, like Morris, I don't know if you heard about this, but Morris, the old police chief,
right.
He proposed something to help with crime. Brandon Scott said no, because it's going to be targeting black people. But I hate to say this. Who's doing all the crime in the city? Black people. No more than 60% black. So it's a majority. When people complain about crime, it's bad, but he doesn't want to do anything to help the crime.
Right, and you've seen recently that, exactly, mm-hmm. Too much.
Yeah.
It's too much of the same old, and crime still continue to happen during this pandemic.
Yes, definitely. It's just like, the city's out of control because the leaders don't want to do anything. They're too dumb to do anything. I mean, common sense will tell you something, you know, to do something. And then
like the city controller Joan Pratt, she's corrupt and she's under investigation also, taking bribes and everything else. And she, you know, she only worked a few hours in her office and they saw her, Fox 45 saw her going to other entrance places where she get her money from. And I just hope Bill Henry pulls off the upset right there. A progressive. Her she's been there too damn long for over 20 plus years, and she's done. And it's going to be a new city council president also. More likely Nick Mosby. Shout out to him. Chick of Hair middle class of 93.
Well, at least you're optimistic. Also, I don't have any faith in anybody.
I mean, it can turn around and stuff because I know the history of Nick Mosby, and I know him ever since he was 11, knowing the politics side, and he's a progressive and everything right there. And I still, Marilyn Mosby can't do everything. She's still trying to clean all the corruption and everything, and she's progressive. And like I got to say, she's way better than when Kamala Harris was the state attorney of California. She screwed up innocent black people's lives. Even didn't even protect them from the chair or anything. And it looks like she could be Biden's pick right there. Right there, that's going to be called Holding the Negroes Back. Downgrading us. Hey, we might be in prison for not paying our bills next. That's the next thing Joe Biden will create.
If he could think enough to create that, he's too far gone. He get an office, he's going to have a nervous breakdown over the month. First month.
Yeah, and I was just telling the difference with Larry Hogan is, of course he's way different than your Republicans in the federal government because most of them are paid and bought by. Even the most 90%, even most of the Democrat Party is paid and bought by, and they're going to continue having control of that right there and stuff. It's because he's not corrupt. He didn't take money like Martin O'Malley did for his furniture.
He also had his own money. He was a real businessman. So he had his own money, too.
Right. Right. And it's like they've been trying to hold back the Dream Party for every general election right there. To be blacked out right there. And most of Bernie Sanders supporters just gave him a big spike in his donations. Presidential candidate of the Green Party, Howie Hawkins. the co-founder of the Green Party, basically. And it's basically said, turn blue into green. A green New Deal, basically. The Green Party of the United States of America, basically. And it's because they care about people, working families, and outside the streets. They don't care where you go. They go to the roads, they go to the hood, they go to the streets. And knock on doors right there, basically, to talk to residents. That's what Joe Steiner was doing, basically. Of course, Bernie was doing it when we had the riots. He came by West Baltimore and other ones, even went to the projects in the Bronx and everywhere. But it seemed like Bernie is afraid, basically. He don't want to be a Ralph Nader, in which he should right there.
Maybe should have ran.
He need to stop. Right. Exactly. He could have had that chance in 2016.
Yeah, he had the momentum. That's the funny thing. In 2016, he had the momentum. Everything was going his way.
Right. And the whole process was rigged, basically. Yeah. And even this year, it was way worse. They rigged the hell out of him, basically. He barely won the caucus. They was trying to make sure that Buttigieg got close to him and stuff. Joe Biden wasn't nowhere in it. Once all of a sudden Bernie won 3, and all of a sudden South Carolina, you have the South Carolina Democratic guy Washburn. Once he endorsed Joe Biden, I call him the guy. He almost looked like the guy from the Uncle Ben's box. All of a sudden, it's a surge. Biden wins all of a sudden. All of a sudden, what the hell he doing winning Michigan? What the hell he doing winning Washington State that Bernie won in 2016? It's a rig, and Bernie don't want to contest that, Texas, stuff. And they was trying to make sure he almost didn't blow out Joe Biden in California. It's rigged, basically. They got the apps and all this and stuff. They don't want paper ballots. Established since 2016, the voters don't determine the Democratic primary, only the corrupt. And it's like people are, it's like 50% of our black people are already know awake, but the other half got to be awake. They need to be awake right there.
They're still asleep.
Like, yeah, TV news is not going to save. Politic news is not going to save you. It's going to condition you. It's going to condition you and stuff. They don't want to see black people succeed. They want to see black people down in the bottom. Capitalism is getting worse, basically. It's just time for the ad, progressive, even socialism in this country, in which is still here with social security. But what happened? They messed up that. The corruption messed up that. Downgraded it. They want to shit on everything Franklin Roosevelt had did for this country.
All right, educate me a little bit. How Social Security went downhill? I don't understand that fully. I hear about it, but I don't understand it fully.
I said cuts because don't forget in 2009 once Obama did they criticized George Bush with the cuts. But Obama really was trying to eliminate most programs from Social Security, basically. Even the retirement age went up to 67, and they call him the Ronald Reagan, the moderate Ronald Reagan, in which he admitted. And Obama went from progressive to centrist, moderate as a – he claimed to be a moderate Republican right there. He started taking money once he got in the office right there. And you know the Democrat establishment is going to make sure it's not going to be another one of him coming in office as a progressive to win the election, and they'll rig people like that, basically. Even AOC runs, she'll get screwed in the process, and still she'll be at the end of the day kissing ass.
I will say this, though. I am for, okay, I want to hear from every candidate, okay? So, now just from, like I said, I'm a Christian conservative, Republican and stuff like that. So I'm a Republican, but I will listen to other people, other candidates, see what they have, But the Democrat Party, they just want, they're corrupt. I want my, listen to someone like, from the Green Party, like Jill Stein or somebody like that. Everyone should get a fair chance, fair share,
And Andrew Yang
was doing good for a while, but
they rigged him. The establishment rigged him and stuff, and Tulsi Gabbard, and I think she was upset with Bernie not sticking up for her about her being blacking out by the media and stuff. Especially MSNBC. NBC stands for nothing but Caucasian. Ooh, all of a sudden Byron Allen can't win his lawsuit against them in the Supreme Court. I keep telling you, it's the United Corporations of America. Might as well have a flag with McDonald's and what else? Big Pharma, Koch Brothers. They still taking money from Koch Brothers.
Yeah.
And of course, pro war. Who did the most bombings? In the Obama administration did. They did the wars. Two out of seven. Libya, yep. Syria. And what Trump did, zero wars.
Matter of fact, he killed off ISIS. He did, he helped, he demolished ISIS and everything. Trump did a lot of things foreign wise, which were
right.
Which are good,
Right.
People don't talk about it that much. But here is the thing, the Democrats. How they just rig things. You rig something, back somebody. That means you're afraid. That means you don't have any power. That means you want to just get somebody out of the way because you fear them. They fear Bernie Sanders. They fear anybody, independent or the Green Party. They fear them,
Right. It's because they bought and paid for, right? And Bill Clinton made sure that the 95 or 96 bill, telecommunication bill passed for corporations to get bigger, to start buying each other. Buying things up like Pac-Man and everything. That's the fuckery.
I wish you'd pay with Chuck
Schumer.
That's
why. That's Chuck Schumer. A hypocrite.
Him.
They all basically behind the scenes at the end of the day. They will support. They will give Donald Trump whatever, basically. They finally gave him the wall, the border wall. They finally did.
Yeah,
and they was hypocrites. They was hypocrites against that. Oh, they gave. I didn't understand that was horrible. That was too much of the military budget bill, over $700 billion and stuff. And of course, Rand Paul and I think five other Republicans voted against it, and Bernie Sanders voted against it, and you had every Democrat that voted for it in the Senate, and you had most Democrats in the House voted for it, and you may have like four Republicans saying no to it, and you had the few of them like Ocasio, Tulsi Gabbard, maybe like 10 of them voted against it right there. And I was saying, I really wanted right there all that money. They could have been bailing out hunger, poverty, with college debt. We'll finally have somehow free college. That's basically anyone that's any household that's over that makes less than $100,000 are eligible for a free college. We could have had a Medicare, a single payer health care. We could have built rebuild our infrastructure, everything also, bring back pension also. That could have been added on that, what Ronald Reagan took away. Bring back pension, bring back trade centers in the black neighborhoods for them to learn craft. You know, they have it in other countries, and they come over here because it's an opportunity for them to make more, like from Mexico and others.
Now, here's the thing about some of the stuff you mentioned could be done on the state level. Some of it.
I mean, that is true that nowadays you got to go by that if you want to get things done, you got to hope the city and state does it, has a better opportunity to get there fast.
Right.
That is
right.
That is true, basically. You will never get it in the federal government.
Now, the federal government can give you, they will give you funding for certain things, you know, but our representatives in the state need to go to the federal. Okay, let me explain this. Our representatives in the state, like our senators, congressmen, you know, stuff like that, need to represent the people. But they're not people in their states, but they're not doing that. So if the people want something, the senators, congressmen need to go listen to the people, then go on to D.C. on the behalf of the people. That's how it's supposed to work, but it's not working that way. You know, because like Baltimore did get, I don't know if you remember this, but Baltimore City got a funding, got like $2 billion. To help do things, and it disappeared. You know, Trump talked about it. Even Obama mentioned it. What happened to the billions of dollars, they gave to the city? Just poof, disappeared. So if you look at who the representatives are for, like the black communities, they're all, the majority of them are Democrats. They're supposed to represent the community, but they don't do that because the communities are, a lot of them are just like crime renting, poor, and everything. So they're supposed to go to the government and get the programs, so we had, ask for the programs. So it starts on the local state level, then they go to the federal. Now the state could do a lot of it, because city closed down.
The city closed public. Obama City closed quite a few recreation centers. That's because that's on the local level. The federal government didn't have anything to do with it. But so some things, some things can be done on state, local, city, state, county. No, I'm sorry, city, county, state, government level. Some of it could be done on the federal. So it's all the you let the right people represent us, and we haven't been doing that.
Right. Yep, buffoonery over coonery.
Sometimes you can't. Sometimes a blur line between the two.
Buffoonery and coonery. I guess Nancy Pelosi right now feeding herself some chocolate ice cream right now.
Mm-hmm. Saturday. I was hanging out on Saturday. You know, it was, on my way home, I was hanging out. And I met this lady. And her family, her husband, had kids. They were homeless because the job shut down because of the coronavirus thing. You know?
Right.
They were struggling.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, they were, you know, she was trying to get money for a hotel and other things. And like, they put
right.
all these $24,000 refrigerator and her food off. Oh, she has a nerve.
Right. And she got realized that her fellow members lost their families. Elizabeth Warren lost her brother from coronavirus. Maxine Waters lost a family member.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
And do she care? Oh, of course they out of touch. I mean, she's out of touch right there, doing the sneaky things. She about to screw small businesses.
And I'm asking Waters losing her relative. Is that real legit? Is that legit news? Because sometimes these politicians face down, try to connect with people. So that's real news.
Yeah, that's legit right there. And
okay.
She is progressive, but they want to shut her down, the establishment. Ever since her and Al Green, you know, been close with Minister Farrakhan, and ever since 2000, they told her to establish to leave him alone, basically. See, this what happened to the establishment. They wouldn't even, if Dr. King was still around, they would have blackballed him.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that was still kind of some racist stuff when Jesse was running for president on a Democratic side. And only one House of Representatives guy from Minnesota endorsed him. And Bernie Sanders was a mayor of Vermont that came out. And, of course, you know, Trump helped out with the for him to have his meetings with the Rainbow Coalition at his hotels and stuff, even reserve a lot of parking spots. And Trump was a Democrat. He'd been a registered Democrat for years.
Oh, he was.
He put in money.
He was.
Huh? Yeah, he put in money in for all their campaigns and stuff. Even Schumer, Cory Booker, Nancy Pelosi.
He was really up there, but now he knows how bad they are. He knows how bad they are.
Right.
So you even notice everybody's coming against him now on the party. They're coming against him. The media's coming against him because he knows how evil they are. And you think about this, the man is a billionaire. Trump is a billionaire, okay? He doesn't need the presidency. He doesn't need it. He's actually, you think about this. All the stuff he's putting up with, all the stuff he's fighting with the press, the Democrats, all this attack against him and his family. He doesn't need it. I mean, he's a billionaire. He's just going to go into the sunset and just retire. And then what happens to work?
He's not using a salary, basically. He doesn't need the salary.
So, like, he's taking all this stuff because he loves America. He sees where he's going. He sees the stuff going on. So, you know,
and,
before Rappers
right,
was talking
he's
about
like,
his
I, Right. I call him, people want to see Megatron versus Optimus Prime. He was the Megatron and Bernie was Optimus Prime. They wanted to see that for the general election.
That would have been good. That would have been good. That would have been good ratings.
And he even, you know, exposed it just like Bernie, fake news and everything and all how they rigged Bernie.
Here's how tough Bernie Sanders is.
Right.
This is how tough Bernie Sanders is. Remember, he had a heart attack when he was campaigning. Got a stent in his heart, came back like a week or 2 weeks later, started campaigning, did not miss a beat. He did not miss a beat. Bernie was mentally sharp, and he was tough as nails. He was campaigning.
And Joe Biden never been to a black neighborhood. He never went and stepped his foot inside of... Where the hell he been at? He don't... All of a sudden, he show up every 4 years.
But he knows a gang member named Corn Pop.
Right.
Or Popcorn and or like Corn Pop, whatever. Something.
Right. Like all the black media knows it right there. They tell the truth, even about Obama's failures and stuff. He didn't help the black community. He started giving out the Dreamers for the for the Mexicans and other immigrants right there. Women, the gays and lesbians. He gave them what they wanted.
Yeah, he did.
But he stabbed the black community in the back right there.
And like he said, people starting to wake up to that, too. They realize Obama didn't do. We got a lot of people voted for him coming in office, but, you know, people starting to wake up, right?
Right. It's like... And it's like people going to continue getting headaches and stressed out about what the... About them to have a better U.S. government, and it's not going to never happen because the Democrats will still be corrupt more than the Republicans right there, and it's like it's no more bipartisan basically. It's only they don't look over anything.
Right.
Even if it's good for Mitch McConnell, or if it's something good for Mitch McConnell, she erase.
Media and the president will keep on talking about me in a bad, negative way, like he does CNN and ABC, like he does. I will try to do something to make myself credible. These reporters are not doing that. They're just trying to catch them with false stuff and keep doing it with false stuff. Instead of trying to do something to make themselves credible and respect the man for one, they just keep doing the same stuff.
It's like this. If somebody came to, say I had a restaurant, okay, and I was cooking some food. I cooked the best New York strip steak in the city, okay, and...
Right.
And if somebody says you're not that good, you use dog meat and not real steak from cow, from beef. I would do something to make myself credible. Porters are not doing that. They purposely trying to argue with the man on everything, trying to get him on stuff, trying to say he's a racist, he's this and he's that. And then he's done
If he was running on a Democratic side, you won't be here. They'd be defending the hell out of him.
They would be. They would be.
He probably would say that. Kiss my ass. You ain't shit. They'll support that. They'll support it. They'll be defending him.
No, they would. They definitely would be. Oh,
right.
Anyway,
speaking of
President Trump, he used to be in the WWE. Vince McMahon, correct me if I'm wrong on this, he's going to want to trust to me to try and get the economy, you know, moving again to open up, you know,
right,
the states. And he got his employee, he got, every businessman got his wrestlers as essential personnel. They're essential, the wrestlers are. Yeah, I'm thinking about this.
I bet he's saying, open the damn building, damn it. he traded the hill Donald Trump as the number one hill in America. That's Mr. McMahon's, all of, even about the border, the Mexicos and everything. And JBL, build a damn wall, damn it. You son of a bitch.
But I got to give it to this man. You think about this. You know, people, you know, you can say it's right or wrong to have something going on, you know. Everything shut down for the most part. But the man is a genius to think about his import, his product, you know, trying to get people, you know, his product. He's a businessman. He's thinking out for his business. So he went to the president and got WWE wrestlers and other employees as essential employees. That's freaking genius. You know, from a business standpoint.
Don't forget the governor of Florida, DeSantis, is a Republican.
Yes, he is.
And that super PAC that the McMahons have right there, he's supporting it for Trump.
Yep.
The super PAC.
Now, here's a controversial question. Well, your opinion. The governor of Georgia is going to open a lot of things tomorrow. And you have a person in Missouri, the governor of Missouri is going to start in May. Do you think it's too early to open up everything because of the coronavirus? What's your opinion? Now,
way too damn early. Way too damn early. And Trump rebutted that again and stuff. And he must have took Trump's thing another way and stuff.
I will say that every state is different. Don't get me wrong, every state is different. Some cases, some states like North Dakota, Montana, they have hardly no cases. But other states, they have a lot of cases.
Tennessee, I'm surprised that Nashville, Tennessee Mayor Kane is not going, making sure that no one not having no parties going by there. He can put on the mask right there for the Demon Kane and start choke slamming him.
Yeah.
Damn him. That son of a bitch. He's coming with the sheriff. And there's no God. These millennials, they're going to pay, damn it. Say, no, no.
Oh, and you see the fire, bring the fire up too, all the flames and everything. Stay inside. That'll be wild. Oh wow. I mean, I think it'd be bad just like you said to wait. Wait till the weather gets warmer. In May, I would do it late May, early June, when the weather is warm. Then be open.
I would say June. They estimate Maryland in June. The math does. And they say it's going to get worse if it does hit wintertime because of flu season.
Right.
Get this freaking cure, because you know, in America's not not every America designed to listen to the rules, basically, or disciplined to listen to the rules like other countries do, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a corrupted system and stuff. And, you know, other countries, they not bought by corporations and stuff, and they more disciplined and stuff. That's why it's more people being sick also. And all of they been making arrests. You need and stopping these parties all over. People still partying.
I know. Get real. I mean, shoot. This how when you party like that, that means you don't have any. There's something wrong with you. You have no morals whatsoever.
Right.
You don't respect the government. Something is wrong. You see all this stuff going around. Now, I got to admit, some of it
yeah,
is
my,
like high stuff.
Basically, my life on the line, basically, still going out here to one, even though I'm getting paid by one of my other jobs, but I still got to go out here and risk my life right there, going to this place, basically. And it's, I just, sometimes I take a few days if something happened, when things, when I felt uncomfortable going there and stuff. And it's too much of a risk right there. People don't want to bring nothing home to their family and nothing.
Right.
It's a scary situation. And some people don't give a damn about it. They think it's a code.
But people don't realize this. What could be a little bit to somebody else would be a big deal to somebody else. So let me give you,
right.
Let me say that. I could have, let's say you could have just like a little cough, you know, no big deal to you because your immune system is strong. Okay? And you give a little bit of cough and then you don't cough anymore. Now, if I have a weak immune system, you get around me and you have a little bit of cough, that could really get to me because my immune system is weak. So that's how you could transfer it. That's how people get sick. Everybody's body is different.
You know, but the only thing they could agree on the most is sanitize and wash your hands, clean your body, and things like that. That's basically what they, you know, you can. That's basically what they can tell
well,
you. Just wash your hands.
Or also vitamin C. Yeah, I've been an advocate of vitamin C, vitamins since 3 years, and I've been taking those also along with now vitamin D on a daily. Also, have my fruits, drink green tea, and everything. And I'm interested in more herbals and stuff.
Yeah, I'm doing the same thing too. I have tea. I'm drinking green tea. I eat fruit just about every day with vitamin C for fruit. I do that. I eat vegetables. You know, collard greens. You know, kale, spinach. All that stuff is good for you too. So I'm doing all that. I could be doing more, but yeah, this is what I'm basically doing.
And. Yep, Jesse Ventura just slammed the Democrats and the Republicans said that he's not going to endorse anyone, that he's, and if I'm going to run, let me clear, I have no zero confidence in Democrats and Republicans. I refuse to vote for the lesser of two evils because in the end, that's still choosing evil. And he's been rumored of running on a third party like a Dream Party.
I tell you though, you even got entertainers that are getting sick. I gotta be honest with you, okay? I be 100% straightforward, honest with you, all right? I did not take this virus seriously. I really didn't. When I first talked about it, I did not take it seriously. I was not concerned about it. Okay, because every 2 years, there's some kind of sickness, some kind of virus comes up every 2 years. Consistently, it's been that way. But when they start canceling sports, like the NBA canceled because of Rudy Gobert got the virus, I said, okay, this is something serious now. This is something serious. You know, I'm not concerned about me too much. I'm more concerned about other people in my family. But, yeah, I didn't take it seriously at first. But now, you know, I was like, no.
Right.
And other people should stay home as much as you can. My hours got cut at work. I'm staying home more. A lot more. So, what do you know about you hear about the $2,000 a month stimulus package they're supposed to maybe getting out? Did you hear about that?
You said $2 a month.
$2,000 a month.
Yeah, I heard about that, but it seemed like it's not getting done right away. I heard that from the Congress side, and Cory Booker also from the Senate, and I don't see no movement going.
It's coming from that because it's going to come from that. I agree that everything needs to be open back up. The country needs to be open back up. But it's going to be, they say it's going to be like a maybe June. June, it opens back up. But you see, if you're doing all these, serious kind of things, it's going to be going to put the country more in debt. And you won't be able to pay it. It'll be more than that. You can't be doing it
right.
All the time. And everything.
Right. And also, go ahead.
We are facing the wealthiest, one of the wealthiest countries in the world for a reason. So if you want to make things, we got to watch what we do, how much money we give out every day. $1,200, they was good, But, we just got to watch what we do. And we definitely got to open the country up, but we had to do it in a good way so nobody will get sick. No more people will get sick than they have to.
All right. And some tidbits also. Dolph Ziggler, a shout out for him for donating money to indie wrestlers that are struggling.
Oh, wow, that is cool.
Yes, Rusev did the other thing like that like last month, but he gets let go by WWE, and Lana gets a job. Nia Jax get a job, and she's being drained and injuring Kali Sane and stuff. The reason she's in that company because of her cousin, The Rock.
Yeah.
She can't be, and she will never be on Awesome Kong's level. She will never will be.
Awesome Kong is a legend. Her and Gail Kim still had some of the best women matches ever in the history of pro wrestling.
Yes. Exactly.
Now, speaking of Nia Jax, she's kind of dangerous in the ring. I agree with you on that. But I would love to her to try to hit Ronda Rousey. So you heard what Ronda Rousey said about wrestling, right?
Yeah.
And Nia Jax said, I would love to punch her in the face. I want my seeing Nia Jax do that. But I don't get,
Right.
You think the Ronda Rousey thing is a work or a shoot? Think it's real or just part of a work? What do you think all say?
I think she was trying to work there to try to get attention. But to use that to get attention, forget about yeah.
That was a little bit, yeah. You know, I was, Jim Cornette said, spoke my mind, you know, when he talked about her. Booker T and Christian didn't appreciate it either. You know, Booker T said, I can smell a work, but this wasn't a work. She was, he meant that. But, you know, you don't,
right.
You don't get heat. Like, I also agree with you. You want to get heat or get some controversy, don't go about it that way. That's just not the way you go about doing it. That was just the wrong way to do it.
Right.
You know, there's ways of doing things and ways not to do things. She did it the wrong way. I don't know who advised her, who told her to say that, but, you know.
Right.
I mean, she's a great athlete. I mean, she. I don't know how many wrestlers will have a great first match like she did at WrestleMania. I mean, I was losing my mind. I was cheering for her and everything.
Right.
She was, you know, she's a natural athlete. She's athletic, and she grew up watching wrestling. You know, but doing what she did when she was crapping everybody, the fans and all. You don't do that. Something you just don't do, and that's one thing you don't do. You know?
Right. Exactly. And it was also amazing, not amazing, what I was talking about first, the raw rating, 1.8 million viewers. For a Raw, the lowest for a Raw in modern TV. Of course, those numbers of SmackDown dropping. They about to be almost under 2 million soon. And you all, AEW numbers went back up finally for 2 weeks now. They beat NXT, and I guess it was the. They're not saying people can't afford cable anymore with all this, you know, they struggling and stuff. I even think even Comcast, you know, people lost their subscription to Comcast. The satellite right there, people are struggling. Basically, 22 million people are unemployed in America now.
Yep.
And it's a struggle, basically. Then it's finally to see Impact Wrestling on at an empty arena. It looked amazing, basically. With a good show with X Division champ Ace Austin taking on Willie Mack, and Willie Mack won the X Division title. But right now, Tessa Blanchard is trapped in California and she can't defend the world title.
Rhea Ripley's trapped too in Australia. Rhea Ripley can't really compete either in America.
Right. Yeah, it's crazy. Even talent stuck in New York also. Ortiz and Santana is trapped right there. Even Adam Page also, he's trapped. And I think he's from Virginia.
You mean Hangman Page?
Yeah, Hangman Page. Yeah,
take Adam Hangman. No, I think he's Texas. He's from Texas. He's a Texas man. Well, Wayne,
yeah.
He's got to wait to see what happens with when the governors, you know, when the governors open up this state. You see what happens. You got to see what the results are when the governors open up the states. And see, you know, when everything get back to normal. It's a crazy time we're living in. But until next time, sir, have a good night, fans.
All right.
Listeners, have a good night.
You have a good night. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we had an amazing, good show. A great listen, ladies and gentlemen. You can check this the replay out anytime going to blogtalkradio.com at WrestlingIt Factor Radio/It Factor Entertainment. Or on our, also on our group page at Wrestling It Factor Radio, or our fan page at on Facebook at Wrestling It Factor Radio, It Factor Entertainment Radio, or you can check out Twitter as Weezy Benitez at Wrestling It Factor Radio. Also, it's amazing that Cody Rhodes finally gets to use Rhodes back from the trademarks that Vince McMahon was holding hostage. And of course, the XFL has the person that was running in charge of it, Oliver Luck, Andrew Luck's father, is suing Vince for money that he owed, basically, even though other ones got screwed by Vince also, and he's suing for millions. Like, he's supposed to be getting $27 million for the next 3 years, basically, even if they he's supposed to be guaranteed that much. And it's going to be in Connecticut, more likely, the trial, and that's home advantage for Vince right there. Vince and his legal team will find other ways. McDevitt going to be in charge of this one, and they'll find loopholes to probably to get this thrown out of court or win this case somehow. Ladies and gentlemen, you should also check out Hidden Colors, Volume 5. You can see Volume 1 to 4 also. Basically, Tariq Nasheed's thing, basically. He directed it, basically. It's on about Black Americans' history and origins also, and even some good stuff in there also. Definitely. It's worth it also. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Wayne Benitez. I'll catch you again next week. Later.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off.
Woo!
Like I'm Ripley, little finger to the big boss. Man, they can't.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
it
though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.